Good morning, good evening, good coding campers. It's Monday, and that means it's time for MSDN Radio, the show that helps developers find what they're looking for. Good code, good conversation, but most of all, good times. So here to bring us into the week is our host, Mike Benkovich.
There we go. This is Mike Benkovich, and I'm standing in downtown, beautiful, historic St. Charles, Missouri, right on the Rounded Arts Center. This is pretty cool. We are here for the Community Jam Fest. It's coming together, and to talk about how we can build up user groups and the rest of that, I'm standing here talking with John Alexander. John, how are you doing?
Great. I'm just so glad to be here.
I am, too. It's kind of warm.
Yes, it is, but, you know, it just makes things hotter.
So when you think about hot and you think about hot technologies, what's coming up?
Well, you know, there's all sorts of things that have come out recently, whether it be Visual Studio 2010, some of the cloud services stuff that have come up. But recently, Microsoft Light Switch has just been released. Just at VS Live it was announced. And what that allows people to do, it's a technology that works with Visual Studio to allow people to create quickly create professional business applications. So, and that's for a non-technical user.
So it's sort of like Access, or is it something more?
It's actually something more. It allows you to hook up to a data source, but it also allows you to create that UI. You point it to the data that you want, and then you pick the UI and the business rules that you want right away. The nice thing about this, though, is that you can take that back to a consultant or your IT group and have them extend that for you if you need to. So, for example, if you've got some specific UI requirements that LightSwitch doesn't support, you can swap those things in and out.
And it's all just creates the code. It's like a code generation kind of a tool.
It is a code generation kind of tool, but once again, you can swap some of the UI components in and out, but it works with SharePoint lists and all sorts of different data. So it's going to be interesting to see when the code gets dropped on August 23rd. A lot of people are going to be very interested in taking a look to help their business users kind of come up and visualize what they're trying to do.
So the data doesn't have to be in a database. It can be anywhere?
The data can be pretty much anywhere. If you can hit it with the data, I believe you can hit it with LightSwitch.
So like an OData feed would suffice, and you can put an OData on just about anything, including SharePoint, Azure, wherever.
Right. I believe it supports OData, but I'm not sure. We'd have to look at that and see. But If you really want to get more information about this, go to Microsoft.com/LightSwitch. They've got a bunch of how-to videos and overviews, so if somebody's interested, they can take more of a look.
Very cool, John. Well, let's get back to where it's cooling off a little bit. It's definitely warm out here.
Mike, it's been great, and I'm a big fan of MSDN Radio, and you can't get any faster tips than MSDN Radio for the short amount of time.
Hey, well, thank you very much, John. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.